Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
It's 11:26 here on this Friday evening. It's a jam-packed JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski right here on the Fan, and he's been with us every step of the way. Now, it's championship weekend in the NFL. To break down these two games, my dude, Jared Smith, Sports Grid, morning after. I know he's ready to rock and roll. What's happening, Smitty?
JJ, here we go. This is probably the big boy weekend. Obviously only one more game after this. I will say this, historically speaking, last year, both favorites, both overs, pretty comfortably on both. I don't know if it's going to be so easy this year. Couple of really tough games to break down this weekend.
You ain't kidding. And I'm going to start here, Jared. Can you find anybody who likes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week? I mean, I feel like anybody I talk to, it's Rodgers time. The Packers are money at home. It is very, very tough for me to find people who are on board with the Buccaneers this week.
Yeah, and, you know, the public agrees with that sentiment. You know, we're seeing about 70-75% of the action come in on Green Bay. And you know, the line has moved as expected. Now, there was some news today with Antonio Brown. I don't know if that necessarily was the catalyst to move that line off of 3 at most of the shops here on the East Coast. But I'm seeing 3.5 pretty much across the marketplace right now. And, if you want to get right into this game, the guts of this game, I mean, it's a return matchup of a Week 6 game. Actually, it's kind of ironic. Both games are return matchups.
How much stock you putting in these games, by the way? The ones back in mid-October. Sorry to cut you off there, but it just kind of dawned on me, Smitty.
It's a great question because that was the first thing I did this week. I think Thursday or Wednesday, I went back and I watched the condensed replays of both games. And you learned a lot. And the teams have obviously changed since then. I don't think it's fair to just grade this matchup on what took place week 6. I think it has to be an elixir of also what's happening over the last couple of weeks, especially last week. But there's definitely parts of the game, more so the Bills-Chiefs, that was a little eye-opening. Listen, the Packers were rolling in that game. They were up 10-0. And then Aaron Rodgers threw a very uncharacteristic pick 6, and all of a sudden the floodgates opened, and it was 38 unanswered for the Bucs. And that was it. It was 38-10. The Packers never scored again after, I think it was late first quarter. So I don't know how much stock I can put into that specific performance, but the Bucs have played a lot similarly over the last couple of weeks as they did in that game, i.e. the defense. And that's really what the handicap is this weekend. Can this defense, this Bucs defense with Devin White and Carlton Davis and the pieces that they have, Vita Vea is coming back, Todd Bowles obviously the coordinator, can they go into Green Bay and put together a performance that can keep Tom Brady in this game? I don't think Tom Brady wants to go toe-for-toe with Aaron Rodgers. The defense, I think, for Tampa Bay is going to have to be what keeps them kind of on serve.
Smitty, how about this correlation? Tampa, if they're going to win, if they're going to cover, does that coincide with the under?
Maybe, because I see a world where Tampa really runs the ball effectively on Green Bay. And I think that is the recipe for this game. Because, you know, we talk about this all the time. What are good over teams? I've always been convinced that teams that run the football the best are the best over teams, because they're always the ones that convert the red zone field goals into touchdowns. Those are the death of overs, especially overs that are in the 50s, like this one is field goals in the red zone. So the Bucs can run the ball, and the Packers have struggled to stop the run. And I think the last couple of weeks you saw Leonard Fournette really come into the fold. By the way, Leonard Fournette is an unbelievable postseason running back. I think I see here he has 5 postseason touchdowns in his 4 postseason games. So he's a guy that shows up in big spots. He did it in Jacksonville, and they got Ronald Jones, I think, who's now a little bit fresh. So the running game could certainly push this over, because the Bucs could score 3 or 4 touchdowns, and then all of a sudden the Packers have to answer. So I don't necessarily think that correlation is 100% sound.
We got Jared Smith over at Sports Grid breaking down Championship Sunday in the NFL. All right, Smitty, let's get to the AFC side. What did you think the line would have been if Mahomes, let's say on Sunday, doesn't get concussed, KC wins by 9-10 points? Is this line as low as it is?
I think it's still the same, and I think it's going to finish it right around 3.5-4. I definitely think it's going to get to 3.5 by Sunday. I mean, I think that was kind of – I forget what the line was in the Week 6 game. But I think it was kind of around there. Now, that
Chiefs were favored. I'm just trying to think what it was. It might have been 3.5. I think it actually was 3.5.
It was over a field goal, definitely. And, you know, so you're putting now the game back in Kansas City's turf with a, you know, I don't want to say a home field advantage, but certainly a little bit more of a home crowd than Buffalo certainly had in their game. And that was, remember, that was a really fluky game. That was a 5 o'clock game on a Monday. It was supposed to be the Thursday night game, but the Titans game got all screwed up, and they pushed that back, and then the Bills game got screwed with the Chiefs, and so they ended up playing this game Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and the Bills didn't have Matt Milano in that game, and Tremaine Edmonds was hurt, and he played hurt in the game, but he was clearly limited, and those two guys, Milano and Edmonds, are the leading tacklers for the Bills in the postseason. So I take a lot of stock the fact that the Chiefs ran 161 rushing yards by Edwards-Helaire in that game against the Bills. Patrick Mahomes had 10 rushes for 36 yards, tons of throws on the run. I don't know if those same running lanes are going to be available this time around. And obviously Mahomes, you think he's going to be a little limited mobility-wise. I think the toe really is more concerning to me than the concussion. So the way that the Bills played that game, JJ, they just played too deep, and they let Mahomes take everything underneath. They ran the ball. They took the little underneath stuff to Kelsey all day. Kelsey was great in the red zone in that game. But Tre'Davious White held Tyreek Hill to 3 catches on 3 targets for 20 yards. And I think the Bills, Josh Allen played his worst game of the year. He had 122 passing yards, lowest of the season, 51% completion percentage, lowest of the season. The Bills played arguably one of their worst games of the year, shorthanded at linebacker, and the Chiefs ran all over them and just won by 9. So I can see Buffalo having a little bit of value. That's the part of the handicap of that Week 6 game that I take a little more stock in the Bills.
Here's the one thing I've noticed with Kansas City, Jared. I know the angle of them not covering a game since early November has gotten a whole lot of attention. But guess what? When they need to turn it on, when they need to make a big play, whenever it may be, it even happened last week when they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, they make it. How alarming is that for you if you're thinking of throwing a Buffalo beacon this week? That would concern me.
Of course. That's honestly, JJ, that is the only thing that is preventing me from grabbing 3 and probably 3.5 with Buffalo is the mystique of Patrick Mahomes and just how deadly he's been in these spots. That's the only thing preventing me from feeling that the Bills are one of the livest, if not the livest, dogs in a long time in a championship game, because this has historically been a favorites game. And, you know, again, last year, both favorites covered. They were 7.5. Chiefs were 7.5-point favorites. Niners were 8-point favorites over the Packers. So the favorites have historically covered in this spot. 6-14 are underdogs straight up in the title games over the last 10 postseasons. So you always put stock in the favorites. Maybe a little different this year because of the no home field. But obviously there's a lot of similarities to last year's Chiefs team. It's just I don't think their defense is playing as well. And I think that's the one thing where I really prevent from laying points in any spot with Kansas City. Their way to DVOA has been really poor. They gave up a lot of yards to the Browns. They were fortunate. I mean, that crazy fluky fumble in the end zone at the goal line, and there was a couple of really interesting penalties in that spot. I know Mahomes got hurt, but the Browns were in that game. They moved the ball. I'm concerned about the Chiefs' defense, but I'm also a little concerned about Patrick Mahomes. But you're right. At the end of the day, they're the defending champs, and it's going to be not an easy task to go knock them off on their home field.
Smitty, from a player prop standpoint, I normally don't give them out throughout the regular season. There's too many games. There's too many sides. Mm. Now we only got two games. If there is one or two player props that you would eye for this weekend, what would they be?
I think Josh Allen running the football is something I would take a very close eye on. The Chiefs
like
have struggled against rushing QBs this year. They've given up 14 rushing touchdowns this year. Seven of them have been to quarterbacks. So when the Chiefs do give up yards on the ground, the quarterbacks tend to, you know, have the advantage there. And that was one of the things I noticed in that matchup against the Chiefs in week six, JJ. A ton of design quarterback runs for Josh Allen. He had 42 rushing yards in that game. It was his third highest rushing total of the season. I think Josh Allen's going to have to make plays with his legs because I think the Chiefs are going to be very aggressive blitzing him, and they're going to try to keep him in the pocket. They're going to try to make him beat him with his arm, and I think there's going to be some open lanes if he can break contain. So I think Josh Allen absolutely is a guy. And also, this is a flyer, but Rob Gronkowski, him and Brady are one touchdown away from tying Rice and Montana as the for the most postseason touchdowns by a quarterback receiver, I guess, tight end duo. I think Gronk sneaks into the end zone. They were targeting him in the end zone last week. He's like plus 250 to score. That's another flyer I might consider this week is Gronk to find pay dirt.
All right, Smitty. Now it's time, amigo. Plays for the NFC and the AFC title game. The floor is yours.
You know, I got to go both dogs here. I know I'm probably going to eat it. And, you know, if the favorites cover like they've done historically in these spots, I'll eat it. But I'm going to trust my handicap and I'm going to trust the defenses. I'm going to trust the two teams catching points that are playing better on defense. And I think we're going to get – I would wait on the Bills and the Chiefs. I'd wait till Sunday. I think you're going to get 3.5. Maybe you'll get 4. You're getting 3.5 right now with the Bucs. I don't know if that's going to get to 4. So I think 3.5 is safe. So we'll take the Bucs 3.5. And we'll take the Bills, presumably at 3.5 as well. And we'll hop on those two props we told you, Josh Allen to score a touchdown, and also Rob Gronkowski to score a touchdown. You could sprinkle on Josh Allen's rushing yards as well. But I think it's going to be two very tightly contested games. I can make a case for all four teams winning the Super Bowl. If you like the dogs this weekend, not a bad idea to also throw some money on that team to win the Super Bowl as well. You're getting 3-4 to 1 with the Bucks and the Bills, and I think that's a good plus EV bet as well. So I think it's a dog weekend, and I think that we're going to have two really good games, JJ.
Smitty, I hope so. And call me crazy. You like Tampa this week? You're almost better suited, I think, to go and play them on the money line. I really believe that. Because to
agree.
Me, if Green Bay is winning this game, they're not winning it by 3. That's just my take.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, the Packers have a knack for closing out games, but also they have a knack for letting up late touchdowns to cover back scores. I've seen that happen with their
just ask the Carolina Panthers that, what, back in week 15 to week 16. That was significant.
And the Lions, I feel like I've seen it a million times this year. You know what? Listen, I think these are the four best teams we've had in the NFL this year. Say what you want about the Bucs up and down, but it's still Tom Brady and a great defense. The Bills and the Chiefs, no doubt, have been the best two teams in the AFC, and Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. So I think the NFL got it right this year, despite the COVID, despite the coronavirus craziness. I think we've got the four best teams in the NFL battling out on championship weekend.
Smitty, tremendous job. We will chat next week to set the stage, and then it's Super Bowl week in 2 weeks. Enjoy these games. Enjoy the weekend. Later, bro.
Good luck, everybody.
There you have it. That's Jared Smith over at Sports Grid. Joins us each and every Football Friday when we come back. Jam-packed edition of the Unlocks of the Week, but maybe a special guest involved. That's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.